Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? To save a world in despair? Who really cares?
It followed the water crisis in Flint that began 4 years ago when the city started drawing water from the Flint River, exposing thousands of people to the toxic metal.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
25, it's going to be a black male in a white t-shirt.
There's far too many of you dying.
14 million more
you
Americans
know
would be uninsured next
way.
Year. This deadly mass shooting
to bring
in Buffalo,
some
Florida,
loving
at
here
Buffalo.
Today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kids here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
On Friday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight I have with me Brother Ray as my co-host. Brother Ray, are you with me?
I am with you.
Well, great. I'm glad you are. Well, folks, as you know, on Wednesday, Brother Ray has presented a plan for us that has been worked on for the past 50 years, but it's been dropped and, you know, picked up and dropped and dropped. So tonight, we're going to discuss the plan. So I'm asking you, you know, I'm thankful that y'all called in on Wednesday and, you know, we got to know what, you know, people were doing. But tonight I'm going to ask you to, you know, take your pencil and paper and reserve your questions and your comments to just what the plan is. And I'm going to have Brother Ray give us the plan again. And so I'm asking that you will please reserve your questions and comments for the plan. And Brother Ray, do you want to give us the plan again?
Well, yes, I do. But like
thank
I said last week, first before I get started here, I'd like to thank you for the music selections that you've had. As you know, Marvin and I were very close friends during high school and our young adult life. And I just knew his spirit. His spirit he was such a spiritual person. Even in high school, he had that attitude. He had that spirit on him. We didn't understand it at that point, but because we were about girls and music. But it came out in his adult life, and it's just such a joy to hear you play some of the other music other than what's going on, because he has so much music,
yes,
in him, and so much word in him. But like others, just like Stevie Wonder and Bam McCoy and others who have been preaching to us through their music all these years. They've been trying to get us as a people to understand who we are and whose we are and the power that we have. And we've been divided and attacked in so many ways to keep us from coming together. And it's just come to a point where now we have to understand what's going on. We have to look at,
yes,
who the enemy is and what the enemy is doing and how he is keeping us separated and divided so that he can continue to conquer. And we've heard it from our past presidents of this country called the United States, and we call them the United Snakes of America, who have come together and taken over this land and have now attacked the indigenous people, the original people of the land. And it's time for us to wake up and know who we are and do what we have to do to survive for our future and for our children and their children. And if we don't do something now, just like in the past, this plan is set in dormant for 50 years. And because, and actually it's our fault that it has, but now we've got it again and we're going to make it happen. And I just want to just thank you for what you're doing and with the selections that you've made so far. It is an inspiration to the listeners. But now we have to take that inspiration and put it into action. We got to start doing things that make a difference. We're tired of talk. We're tired of philosophizing and history and all of the stuff that we go through. It's time to do something, y'all. It's time to put a plan together and work that plan. Nobody can do it for us but us. Nobody has the plan but us. You know, so I'm just hopeful. I'm hopeful that, and thankful too also, that those who called in after the show Wednesday and called me yesterday and today, I thank you, because you're the ones who are going to implement, begin to put this together. And as I said, this is just the beginning to put it together. We have to bring it up to date. We have to bring it up to now. This was done in 71, so that was up to 1971, and there were issues that we faced then and issues that we're facing now. So I just wanted to get that out and get people to understand what this is and how we have to do this. I got a call today, and I got a report today about this latest so-called variant. And I just want to say this, and I've said it before on this, on your program and others, that this is a war against our people. I've said it when back. I've said this 15, 20 years ago. We are at war, but we're not fighting. So we've got to organize ourselves in order to fight. And when we say fight, we're not talking about their methods of fighting, and that's bombs and guns and poisons and spray in the air and all of the crazy things that they do. I'm talking about a spiritual warfare, where we use a spiritual means to put them down, and that's what we have to do. And that's what the drum call has been about. The drum call is now reached around the world. Every Sunday, 3 o'clock, all over the world, people are drumming and praying in their own way, whatever that is. But they understand that is a spiritual warfare. And if you believe in the Creator, that the Creator will come when you call and if you call. So we are calling, and we're asking for intervention. We're asking for divine intervention. We can't fight these people with their bombs and guns and their chemical sprays in the air and the food that they sell us and give us. Christmas and Thanksgiving, they're giving us all these poison turkeys and all this poison food. We have to understand that, and that's what I mean by putting a plan together. We will take care of ourselves. Yeah. We'll do for ourselves. We'll put our own economic base together. And we have the power to do it. We have the money to do it. We just need to have the will to do this. We have to have the will to come together and to establish our own communities and dare anybody to come and try to destroy it. I don't care who they are, what color they are. It ain't about black and white is wrong and right. Every brother ain't a brother. Every white man ain't your enemy. But this is a battle for the original man. These are the ones that this system is trying to do away with. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. We're going to take a stand now, and when we do stand, it's over for them. And I'm not speaking about every person, a non-melanated person. I'm speaking about those who are in power, the ones who are running the show, those who are in control. I can't for the life of me figure out how this government cannot understand who Anthony Fauci is and what he represents. And all you have to do is Google him, you'll find out who he is. But they made that statement, and they said it. After World War II, they said it. During World War II, they said it. And they have said it since. And until we understand that's who it is and deal with it, we're going to go down to them. But, that ain't going to happen because we are beginning to raise our voices and to stand up and not seek help from them, but to seek help from each other and from our own. So that's what this is all about. And I hope that we can... All of the things that we've heard, all of the things that we've heard on your show in the past, people are doing so many different things. But we have to calm down and put the one thing together that's going to make everybody's program work. It's going to put everything in place for us. We have so much wisdom and so much knowledge among us and so much ability. We have everything that we need, everything. We don't need to beg anybody for anything. Our people have money. We just have to know how to use it and put it together. And we have to know how easy it is to turn to each other and not on each other. We have to know that, and then we have to do it. So that's what I'm praying that this plan will do once we lay it out and get it into the hands of everybody and people start following it. And I believe that those who have been opposed, actually, to a real, true, free movement in this country because people are getting comfortable in this wicked system. You know, we get comfortable with our money coming from a system that's our money to start with, that they're stealing it from us. And they've been stealing it from us since our birth. You know, so we need to know these things, and we need to know how to address it. Now, everybody has a different way to address some of these issues. But once we have come together and counseled of these issues, we will come up with the right solution, and we will work those solutions, and they will happen. So that's what I'm hoping that this will turn out to be. I'm not prepared tonight to give the plan out because what I want to do is I have the plan here in my hand. I want to get this committee together from those of you who really want to do this, to get the committee together, to tweak it. When I say tweak it, to go over it, and change what has to be changed. There's many things that should be changed. I could do what I think, but I want us to do what we think. You know, this is an organized effort, I pray, and that we will have, when we finish everything that we need, we'll have our own radio stations that are not controlled. We'll have our own TV stations that are not controlled, our own newscasts that are not controlled. We'll have everything that we need to free the minds of the people. And that's the people all over the world, all nations, who are being enslaved by this wickedness and intimidated by fear. So, I know it's difficult language sometimes to hear, and some people call it militancy. But you call it what you want, but I want to be free. I don't want to be under the thumb and the hands of people who will do the kinds of things that these people do and how the games that they play on us and get us to supporting them without our knowing that that's what we're doing. So, you know, I'm really thankful and grateful for you and for Dry Bones. And I hope and pray that we can all come together and address these real serious issues. Like I said earlier, I got a call today about this last so-called variant. But all it is that they're putting more poisons in the air and killing people. And I'm having some nurses who call me who have resigned from their positions in these hospitals across the country, not just here in Miami and in New York, but across the country. They see it. They see the people dying around them, and they know that it's not right, and they want to do whatever they can. So, you know, I think it's up to people like us, people like you all who have called in and who participate on these kinds of programs to do what has to be done. So given that, I would just, say thank you and let's get this thing on. Let's get it on. Put that Marvin Gaye on, if you will. Let's get it on because we've got to deal with this, y'all.
Okay, I don't have that one lifted up. But before we get started, I'd like to make a suggestion, y'all. I know everyone may not have drums right in front of you because I don't. But pound on your table or pound on your leg, you know, whatever. I'm asking everyone to drum for a couple of minutes, and I'm since the drumming is two, lift every voice. I'm going to play lift every voice, and I'm asking you, lift every voice is 3 minutes. So I'm asking everyone to drum for 3 minutes and to put your concentration on us making a better world for our children and our children's children, but for the future. But also we want it to be better for us now because this is a spiritual battle that we're going through. So I'm asking everyone if you could do that. And Brother Ray, is that okay with you?
That's wonderful, wonderful. I don't have my drum with me, but wonderful.
Well, you got your table or your lap?
I'm ready now. I am ready.
Okay. All right, y'all. We're going to get started. So I'm asking y'all to, just drum and just pray or, thoughts, however you want to do it. Okay, here we go.
Sister Kim Weston, the Black National Anthem.
Days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Oh, my. Okay, y'all. Brother Ray, you with me?
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, tomorrow is his birthday, and traditionally what we did here in Miami since 1979 was to congregate on Miami Beach right on the Atlantic Ocean at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we would sing and pray. We would sing the Negro National Anthem, Black National Anthem, whatever you want to call it, but that's what we would do, and we would pray and talk to each other, and we invited all nations to join us. So we did that for a number of years, over 20 years we did that, and I think it's a good thing we do it again. But it's a good thing to remember him for the spiritual battle that he put forth. Because he certainly put a strong battle up against this enemy. And so I thank you for that. I thank the people for that, remembering him. Now, one of the things that we did not do and will not do is to let them tell us when to celebrate. You know, I don't celebrate on Monday when he was born, on the 15th. I'm not celebrating on the 17th because they say so. So they do what they want. We do what we want. We do what we have to do. And wherever it falls, that's what we do. So we just got to keep our minds set on what we're doing. You know, not worry about what anybody else is doing. Just go ahead and do what we think is right for us. Now, I don't put anybody else down. But this is right for us. And what's right for us, in my opinion, is right for everybody.
Yes, it is. So, now, Brother Ray, is there a little bit that you want to tell us about the plan just to get us started on what positions that you're looking for? Brother Ray?
Yeah, I chipped out there for a minute. I'm sorry, you said on what now?
What positions that, you know, exactly what is it that this plan, what is the goal of it? What, you know, what is
the goal? Is,
what is exactly that work? Go ahead.
The goal is for us to come together and go over this plan so that we can, you know, make it relevant to what we're dealing with right now in every community that we're in. We've got businessmen and businesswomen out there who are having the same problem, worse problem today than we had when Rosa Parks sat down on that bus. They're having the problems getting finance and money. And here your president, your so-called president, wants to give $450,000 to immigrants. Now, this is an outrage. It's a complete outrage. And I don't know how we can even think of supporting that kind of racism and ignorance coming from this the so-called leadership of this country. So we have got to understand, we've got to select from among us our own leaders, and back those leaders, support them, so that when they stand up and say things, we stand with them, and that we dare anybody to try. And I'm saying that because I mean it. Had my brothers and sisters been prepared in Tulsa, Oklahoma, those cowards would have run. So they got attacked. And so I'm just saying we have to be prepared to defend our communities, defend our families, and we have to have our own plan of action. In order to do that plan, we must put in place a system, a plan of action, that when these things, certain things happen, that we're prepared to deal with it. Now, we're not looking for anything, but we certainly don't want it to happen and not be prepared for it. So that's what it is. We put these plans together. We can feed our people. We can have our own farms. We do not have to listen to these Nazis who are running the Food and Drug Administration, and I'll tell you who they are. It's Monsanto. We have to understand who's in charge. We don't seem to know because we're still looking to this leadership, so-called leadership of this country and the leadership, the so-called leadership of the black people. Okay, and none of that is real. I mean, it's all a game to keep us docile and ignorant, keep us dumbed down so that we don't know the power that we have. You know, you tell me about how much money we make in America, well, what are we doing with it? There's no plan to do with it, you know, and so we have plans. One of the plans is to galvanize the farms that we have, stop these elected officials from selling our land off, from South Carolina, selling off the black farmland to others, and instead of enhancing what we have, building our own farmland, building our own food supply, you know. And these things are going on. So if we have a plan in action, I just left South Carolina last month. I went up for Thanksgiving, if you want to call it that. I went up there just to meet the Gullah Geechees, and I did. And Gullah Geechees, I'm sorry. And I did, and I met them, some of them, and I'm going back. And they understand what I'm saying because they're being tricked out of their land as well. And we are the original people here. This is our land. These people invaded this country. Okay, we need to know that. And when we understand that this has been an invasion and a takeover, and they're still doing it, and we are still not responding to it, we're still not, you know, getting our thing together. What this plan will do, I hope, is, I believe, will get us together so that when one moves, we all move. You know, and it's not going to come from one person. It's going to come from all of us because everybody's got an idea. Everybody's got a solution. But if you don't have the backing of the people that you're working for or with, then you're just out there like we've been, blowing in the wind by yourself. You're alone. We don't have to do that anymore. We got to take back what's taken from us, and the only way to do that, in my opinion, is to come together and put this plan of action together and then work it. And then work it. And everybody has a part to play. Everybody has a part to play. And there are no big I's and little U's. We're all involved because we're all suffering at the hands of the same people doing the same thing. So it's not hard to figure out who they are, even though the Bible tells us, the good book tells us that one came to kill, steal, and destroy. The other came to give you life. And you have to make a choice. And it's time for us to make that choice and stand on it. Because they are killing us, and they are stealing every land they can and taking the natural resources for themselves. And my brothers in the continent who are listening to you, I hope you'll call in tonight, Joseph and William. I hope you guys will call in tonight to let these people know who you are, where you are, and don't be afraid. You will have the divine protection of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. They're going to protect us, and we're going to have to stand on that and not be afraid of these guys bringing all these guys, these racists into this country, putting masks on them and helmets on them so you can't see their faces. And they don't say anything. They just march around in quiet so they don't speak. You know, so there's a lot of things that we've got to start thinking about and planning to deal with. Okay, and I don't personally do not seek approval from anybody other than outside of our people. I don't seek approval from them. I don't ask them for anything. I think if we're going to do this, we have to put it together and finance it ourselves. We got the money. We just won't put it up. We just won't put it up. And we've got to do it now or get run out of here. And we're being replaced. We're bringing people in from all over the world to replace us. Can't get a job down here in Miami, Florida area unless you speak Spanish now. And I don't care if you are a black and speak Spanish, you're still not going to get the job, the right job. You'll get what they'll give you. So it's the same racism, it's the same ignorance that has taken over, that's got us in this shape today. So the plan is going to do that. And I would hope that if you have an idea or an area, we need to identify land. we've already identified thousands of acres that we own, but we got to convince the people to work with us to get it done. And as long as we think that we have to follow the direction and the laws that the system makes for us, and we don't have to do that. You know, we have to do what is right. We have to follow the laws of God. Those are our laws that we follow. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Love your neighbor as yourself. You wouldn't poison your neighbor if you love him. You wouldn't shoot him if you love him. You wouldn't steal from him if you love him. Okay, and that's what's going on. So we've got to do this and begin to do it. And every entity in our community has a part to play. The church has a part to play. It's not been playing it. There's no question about it. The ministers have been misleading us, lying to us, and making money for themselves. We have to put a stop to that. Okay? The politicians have been selling us out and getting paid. We have to put a stop to that. Okay? The question is, how do we do it? That's some of the tweaking that we have to do. And there's a plan. There's a way to do it. I don't want to keep talking about me, but my brother ran for city council in Washington, D.C. back in the 60s. And everybody, all the white power structure was against him. The newspapers, the transportation, the bus system, all of the white power structure was against him. And they put black folk up to run against him to shut him down. And then, of course, they did the regular thing. They assassinate your character by lying on you and trying to set you up and put you in a position. But we won. And we won because we went door to door, corner to corner, and we talked to our brothers and sisters who were alcoholics, drug addicts, on the corners. We talked to the people in the churches. We did everything at the bottom. We took nickels and dimes to raise the funds to do it. And we beat the IBMs, all of the big corporations in Washington at the time, the political structure, we beat them all. And my brother won with a landslide. We can do that again, but we have to select who we are going to put in the race. We got to select. Yeah. I say we have our own elections for in our own communities for our own leaders. And any time we follow the election system that they set up for us, so whoever has the most money wins. Well, they can keep their money, as far as I'm concerned. We have to view this on a spiritual level. So when we select Antoinette to be our representative, we know who she is, we know her heart, and we know she's going to do the right thing. You understand what I'm saying? So we just have to organize to do those things. We can't just, you know, whoever's most visible, because they got the TV behind them and the money behind them, they can do anything, be in all the newspapers and have all of the propaganda out there. We go for it every time. But we can't look back and see that where we are because of that. And don't change that. These young people don't stand a chance unless they bow down to this ugly system. And I think that we need to teach them not to do that. And we will be okay. We build America, we can build anything. And the world actually looks to us. Black Americans, they're looking to us. The people that I talk to in these other countries are looking to Black America, but they're only seeing Sharpton and Jesse and all these other Negroes that they put up to represent us. And we are not saying anything about it. We're not doing anything about it. And these are our people. The people on the continent are out. They're our people. So what Trump said, as a matter of fact, and I didn't want to go there, but he said he wanted more blonde-haired, blue-eyed people in America. He said that because he knew full well that their people are diminishing while we're growing. So they gave us sterilization and put all kinds of poison on us to keep us from growing our people and having babies. They did everything they could to stop us, but they can't. The only way they can stop us, people, is that we don't do anything. We sit back and do absolutely nothing. They can stop us. But if we do what we're asking you to do, we'll put a stop to them and what their wickedness and what they're doing so that we can live in peace with our brothers and sisters all over the world, regardless of their race, creed, or color. So that's what the basic thing is. And I just say, if you got an idea, write it down, you know. Pick it up. We can start right there in your own community. You can start right there in your own neighborhood, because it's going to grow, because people are tired. They're very tired. Everything's been taken from us. We don't have money. We're trying to survive. I'm talking about the least of these, my brethren. As I've always said, it's going to come from, the change is going to come from the bottom up, not from the top down. Everybody at the top has made millions. They're satisfied. Me, my four, and no more. They're happy. But those of us at the bottom, they're not. You know, when the Creator comes back and sends the Son back to us, He's not going to go to the top. He's coming to the bottom. So let's get ready for it.
Yes, well, I agree 100%, Brother Ray.
Well, let's go. You know, God has given you this to do, and let's get it done. And if the people who own this system get our own system, and that's what we need to do anyway, have our own everything. We can't trust those. I'm sorry. I'll say it to their face if I get a chance.
We know that by now. We should know it, you know, they can't be trusted. Even the ones that are in office that look like us.
Absolutely. Absolutely positively. I'll tell you what I went through here. I've been beat up 3 times. I mean, knocked down and kicked in the face to try to stop what we're doing here, or was attempting to do. But because the people are not ready, when the people get ready, they'll do it. You know, but if we don't get ready, you know, they're going to do this to everybody. Everybody's not as strong as some of us have been. You know, Dr. King said they called him the night before that speech. I've been to the mountaintop. J. Edgar Hoover called him and told him he's going to kill him. Okay, that's why he gave that speech. I ain't scared of y'all. You know, and that's what that was all about. You know, and, you know, I'm just grateful that I was with him and I knew him and I listened and I learned, you know, and I'm one of the few who are left from that era and from that group who can tell you, you know, I witnessed this stuff, you know. But, you know, wake up. We just got to wake up, people. We're sleeping right now, but we got to wake up. And when we wake up, we're going to be powerful people. We are a powerful people. You know, we need to do all the things that we know to do for ourselves.
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping that some of the brothers and sisters who have the land, one lady called me, she's got 118 acres. We're going to use that. Okay. We're going to work, call me, she's got 19 acres of land that they own. And they're being attacked. So we're going to help them out if we can just get ourselves organized.
Yes. Yes, and that we have to do because we can't afford to lose anymore. You know, we can't afford to lose anymore.
Well, I think we have to take everything as a lesson that we have to learn from what's happening to us. And once we take it as a lesson, we'll learn how to get around it. Okay, now it doesn't happen to us; it happens for us to learn.
Yes, I
believe that. I have a friend who had an accident. Lost his eyesight, and he's deformed as a result of a young man. He was my friend's son, but he didn't feel sorry for himself. He's still disabled today, and this happened when he was 18 or 19 years old, and he's deformed as today, but he tells me it didn't happen to me, it happened for me, God, and he preaches the word of God. So, you know, that's the spirit that we need to endorse. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm going to have him call you on your show one time. You need to talk to this young man. And it'll take away the fear and the discouragement. He would definitely encourage you, as he has encouraged me. You know, so that's what we need to do. We need to have to get a lot of these things out of our way that's blocking us. You know, we know who they are. I mean, people who are listening to you, they know, but they don't know what to do. So here's the plan, y'all. Here it is, and we're going to sit down, put it together, and pass it out. Everybody will have a copy of this in your possession. It'll be just like your Bible. You'll have a copy of the Black Man's Freedom Plan. should I say, the indigenous man's freedom plan, or the first man's freedom plan.
Yes.
Because we got to get these people off our back. They can't ride us no more. It's enough. Enough of that. Enough is enough.
Yes, and this plan was implemented in 1971, you said?
1971, we put it together. It was put together. And it just hasn't been implemented, and it's going to take us to implement it. No politician is going to do this because it's going to take him out of his seat or her seat. They all sell us out.
Yeah.
And we need to know. So, and no preacher is going to go for it either because he got to go too. Okay? And I mean that. I don't have any problem saying it. I've been involved with it long enough to know that those in leadership are not leading. You know, they're greedy. They're getting their money for themselves and forget the people. And that goes right on up, and I can call names. I have no problem calling names because I'm not afraid of them. It goes right up to the top. I don't care who it is. If nothing has changed at the bottom, it's because it's all at the top.
Yes.
Yeah. So here's what I'd like to do. I'm not going to give the plan out until I got the people to go over this plan, sit down, go over this thing, and give some suggestions to change it. Our meeting tomorrow, I was hoping to have it done this week because I didn't really know we were going to do a program tonight. I was hoping to have a lot of this done. And so I've got a meeting tomorrow with some people who are going to assist in getting this done, who have the ability and have the, the ability and the equipment to get this done. So that it will go up, we'll put it up on the net so everybody will get a chance to see it and then look at it and do, you know, begin to organize it in your community. And it doesn't take a lot to do. Like I said, we did it before. We can do it again. And we got brothers in Texas that's got a whole, trying to build a whole city down there and outside of Dallas. And we're going to help it. You know, we got people in different parts of the country who are doing things, but there's no help for them. The government's not going to give them $450,000 to do anything. They give them $50,000 to get a car.
Yeah.
They're giving them to do some serious business. And they're bringing these people in the country, giving them. They've been doing it forever. They did it under the Bush administration when they started the so-called Privatization Act. That was turning all of these government agencies and the businesses over to these Europeans, these Germans in particular. So y'all have to wake up to what this is. We've been talking about we were Democrats and we Republicans. We are neither, and neither one of them are for us. We have to be for ourselves.
That's true.
Okay, we have to be for ourselves.
They're not.
Okay, so, you know, there's stuff that we have to do, and you know, we got to just go ahead and do it. And if we do it with enough people, you know, they'll back down. They have to, because the whole world is with us now. The press people of the world are with us. I'm working with 199 countries who have come together, said enough of these people taking our countries, killing our leaders and taking over our countries. And they're coming together, and they're drumming, by the way. So it is happening. There's a joyful noise going up on 3 o'clock every Sunday around the world.
Yeah.
And there are others who are doing it at different times.
Thing.
Yeah, doing it at different times and different, different days. But that's good. As long as you're drumming and praying, we got to include the Creator in this. This is spiritual warfare, y'all. This is how we're gonna win this thing, and it's not gonna take long. They got a plan, but they ain't master. I always say they have a master plan, but it's not the master's plan.
That's right.
Yeah, we're working on the master's plan, and we are the masters. Let's go, y'all.
Yes.
All of the things that you're doing, when we finish putting this thing together, all of the things that you're doing, wherever you're doing it, if it benefits the people, you've got the support that you need. You've got it if we put this together.
Yeah.
So you won't have to go to the enemy and get down on your knees and beg him for your own money. They've been stealing from you since birth. They are who they are. They're the ones that came to kill, steal, and destroy. Okay? So, I mean, it's in our face. I would just say also, those of you who have any confusion about this. Look at the Godfather movie. Look at that movie. It tells you exactly what's going on and who's doing it. If you look at that movie, it tells you how they do it. You have to look at it the right way. You know, it ain't just a movie. They've been telling us a lot of stuff in these movies, but we haven't been paying attention. We don't know really.
Yeah,
what
I never saw
saying.
The Godfather. So I guess I have to watch that.
Look at it, sweetie, because it sure tells you. It's scary sometimes, but it'll sure tell you, and that's exactly what they're doing right now. They did it to Muammar Gaddafi, didn't they? Same thing. Look
yes.
at it. Look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this man was doing something positive for his people. He went in and sent their agents in and undermined the man and killed him, took his land, thinking they're going to run it. But them brothers waking up over there. And they are brothers, by the way.
Yes, they are. Yes, I know somebody told me to watch Enemy of the State, that what was done 20 years ago is what's going on today.
Absolutely.
And I never watched Enemy of the State, so I said, well, I got to watch that. So now I got to watch that and The Godfather.
Yeah, and another movie that everybody needs to see is, sitting on the tip of my tongue. Just crossed my head. Braveheart. Braveheart. Please. Please look at Braveheart. Pick it out. You can get it on the net. Look at that movie. Okay? And get that kind of courage. So that's where we are. That's what we have to do. The Mel Gibson movie.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson, he's a hero as far as I'm concerned. But there are things that we have to prepare ourselves for, things that we have to know. We've been docile down here. You know, that slavery did a number on us. You know, that brutality.
Yes,
and it was wickedness that they did. And they're still trying to instill the fear in us. But you don't scare us no more, you know, with your movies and all of your documentaries showing the people hanging from the trees and cutting their tentacles, their testicles off and all of the ugly stuff that you've done, you know. The incarceration rates and the sterilization and all the dirt stuff that they've done is coming back. It's coming back to them.
Yes.
Okay.
Because they're not able to really reproduce.
Right.
They can't procreate. And
well, I met with.
Yeah, you know, we're
I
still procreating. Pardon me.
I met with a Nigerian chief this morning. And I met with, Mama AC has put us in touch with many of the Native American chiefs. And I'm also meeting with the chiefs. There's an organization of Indian nations come together, and I met with the chief of them. And they're all going to join the drum call.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's going to be a move, honey. This is a movement. This is
a real
movement, and it's going to help a lot of people. But like I say to those of us who listen to us, we need your help. We can't do this alone. We need you to support what we're trying to do with your finance and with your ideas, you know, and we're putting in place, and I'm hoping to have it together tonight. I won't. Announce it tonight because I want it to be right when I announce it to you, where you can send your help to us and where you can participate and get it on the web. We're working on it. We're working. I have some qualified, committed people who are working with us to make these things happen. Some folk have seen the struggle, have seen us struggle with not enough to do this and not enough to do that. And I refuse to beg the system. I refuse to go to the government and to the banks who I know have redlined me for all these years. So if we got to do our own thing, let's do it. And if we got to have people who will be honest and truthful and faithful to our people, then we'll make it. We'll make it. And we'll have to. We will get rid of them. Just tell them I'm putting the Boulets on notice. Y'all got to go. They got to go. They're going to have to stop what they're doing and do the right thing, or they're going to have to go because we're asking the Creator to remove every obstacle in our way.
Yes.
Every obstacle. Okay, so I hope you all understand that. So you know, give up your stuff and come on in, because it's about us now. It's our time. One brother said to me earlier, it is our time now, but we got to get ready.
Yes, it is.
We ain't ready. Right. Success ain't having a $1 million loan from the government. That ain't success. You know, that's a sellout. I understand that.
Yes.
And I know that puts my head on a chopping block, but come on. You know, I've been to the mountaintop too, so I ain't scared of them. Well, it's on you now. You want to take some questions?
And I know we have to have a vision, you know, that you perish without a vision. You know, you need a vision. And
that's right.
You know, that's the reason why we need the dreamers. You know, we need the dreamers. You know, can you dream of a world that is in peace and harmony, you know, where we don't have to worry about getting shot down or, you know, having things sprayed on us and, you know, all the things that this devil was doing that, you know, we're not being attacked. You know, I was talking to someone earlier today, and, you know, and I told him, and I believe I even said it on the air, you know, we got to take the rainbow back. The homosexuals took the rainbow, and we allowed them. We got to take it back. The rainbow came with a promise, and that promise was from God. The covenant had nothing to do with homosexuals, you know, being flamboyant and putting their stuff all out in front of us and trying to take over our children to, you know, have our children. And that is also, that's a sign of genocide, because homosexuals can't reproduce. You know, same sexes cannot reproduce. So, you know, we got to take the rainbow back. The rainbow is ours. It's not theirs. But we allowed them to take it, and they're just, you know, parading it all around. And, you know, and now, you know, it's like, oh, no, we can't have a rainbow. Because
we may be
identified as LGBTQ or whatever other letters it is.
Well, let them have their thing. I mean, come on. Some will, some won't, so what? And when the Creator comes, you know, he's going to pick his people. So you can't be in the will of God and do the things that he asked you not to do. He told you to be fruitful and multiply. You can't multiply that way, okay? And I'm not picking a fight with him, because it's not important to me. Important thing is to save the children at this point. We can put a stop to what they're doing at public schools, but we got to stop it at the government level. Okay, we got to know who they are, know who's running this country. That's why they're bringing all this stuff to us, putting all this crap on TV so that these kids can see it. You got to cut it out, cut the TV off. I don't even have a TV. You know, just cut it off, and we have to do that. So. Until we can get our children to teach them ourselves, that open our own schools. That's all in the plan, to open your own schools. Teach your children your truth, your history, not this crap they've been teaching about, they taught us about George Washington and all the lies they taught us. You know, like I told you before, you know, I was friends with Charles Drew's nephew. They lived around the corner from us. And Eric and Drew and I used to play together, and we were Boy Scouts and all of that together. But I didn't know he was a famous doctor. He didn't become famous till they killed him. But I didn't know who he was as a child. And nobody taught me that. Even when I grew, I had to learn that on my own as an adult. So that's on us. That's our fault. We didn't have our own schools teaching our own history. We let them tell us the lies that they wanted us to have. Okay? So we have to understand. And we were not all slaves, and we need to know that. We were already here when these creeps showed up. You know, so everybody wasn't a slave. We were enslaved. And we got to know what that means. But it's time for us to take it back now, because it's ours, and we have to take it back. So that's what I'm really hoping that people who call into the show will focus on, how do we put this plan together. So write something up, put something together. And let's put it together and tweak this thing so that we come up with a solution for everybody, you know, for everybody. You know, we all got issues. We all got programs that we're doing. Let's help everybody do their program. It ain't just this. Yeah. I just think that the plan will make it right for everybody else who's doing whatever. You know,
everything
takes money, and we got to have our own resources. You know, not going to the government for no money. They ain't going to give it to you. They give you enough to fail and then talk about it. You give you 10 cents and charge you with 9.5. Say you didn't spend it right
but then
and send
you
a bunch of kill your program.
Yeah, but then
no,
you're
we can't
accountable
do
for every penny of that money that they give you, because if you spend it the wrong way, do something that you're not supposed to do, then they put you back in slavery again, you know, a.k.a. the jail. So
slavery. Yeah, you can follow their rules and spend it all right, but you still don't get advanced anywhere. That's what I'm saying to you.
No.
You know,
right.
They got a system. We have to know the system where they're bringing people in from other countries. You wonder why they get the corner stores and why they get they can come in with money and open up businesses in our community and take the money out. Now, we're the only ones can stop that. And all we do is stop spending our money with them. They'll have to leave.
Yeah.
We just have to stop buying. Okay? We have to open our own stores. Buy from each other. We have to get our own farms. Buy from each other. You know, buy black or don't buy at all. Simple. Very simple process. It just takes courage to establish it and do it. And we got brothers who called in on this show. They got land and they're doing things. But everybody needs to know who's doing what. But if we had a central point and a central bank, if you will, ours that we control, not there, not them control, because the Federal Reserve is a private, come on, y'all. IRS is a private corporation. These people are very slick. They're very smart. They've come in here and undermined us, lied to us, and got us doing carrying them. Let's stop it. We got to stop it. Now, there's some brothers on the listening here. They know what I'm talking about. And they have to figure out how to do this. Okay? Their law is, and again, this is spiritual warfare, and the spirit will put a stop to it. But we got to ask for it. So we just got to get the courage now and stand, man. We got the power. We got it. You know, and the music has been sharing it with us forever. Telling us what's going on, but we don't know how to do anything about it. Every daggone radio show we got in our town, owned by the system. Every one of them, owned. We got the number one black radio show and station here, owned by white folk, owned by the system. And they play all the garbage, and they have all of the advertisement going on. It's to go to this white folk for this and to the white folk for that. All the lawyers that come on, they got lawyers talking, it makes me sick to hear it. And then they're forcing, they're pushing the homosexual thing because they know they can control you through sex. You know, and we're all guilty. I'm guilty of being controlled through sex. No question about that. As a young man, no doubt. But I didn't know that's what it was. You know, and none of us did. We just had fun, lived good. And we said a lot of truth tonight with people. We hope they'll hear it, listen to it, and then move. Move on it, and I will have this thing ready for you. So we'll go back on, I guess, after I talk with these people tomorrow, and we'll have everything that you need to do this thing, and get it going. And I don't want anybody to stop doing anything that they're doing, because all roads lead home. We all are trying to get out of this. This is what I said to Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who was my friend. I said to him, brother, all roads lead home. We're all trying to get this monkey off of our back. Every one of us. I don't care what we're doing. We're trying to free ourselves. It's the method that we're using that's the problem. Okay?
Yeah.
And I said it to him. I'll say it again. We got to get this monkey off our back, and we have to do it together. We have to do it together. So stop criticizing the other guy for what he's doing. No. We can't do it that way. We got to work together. I got to support my brothers. We got to support our sisters. They're doing their best to put the women over us. You know. They're doing their best. They're making them police chiefs and fire chiefs, and the black man can't even get a job. Come on, y'all. We see what the game is.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying that the black man is I'm not saying that the black man knows everything and should be at the top. I ain't saying that. I'm saying we're not going to allow the system to pit us against our own women like they did with the New Deal. They passed laws to not allow the man in the house. They wouldn't give him a job so he could take care of his family. So they're going to put the woman on welfare. You know how they did it. We know how they did it and how they're still doing it. But if we start providing income and an economic base, we'll hire our own people, put them to work. We're the hardest workers on the planet. We built this country free. We built it free. And they got rich off of us. And we let them get away. Well, the time is up. Yeah, time is up, though. It's over now, y'all. It's over. We got to just do what we're supposed to do. Do what we're supposed to do. Now, I would urge you, the listeners, you know, who are interested in doing this, call in. Just give me a call. I will connect you with the people that we're working with. We've got some powerful people who are listening tonight, and some listen Wednesday, and they want to contribute and be a part of this. But I don't want them to come into a disarranged. I want it to be right, and it's going to be.
Yes, we
right.
don't want a divided house.
Yeah, it's going to be right, and it's going to be something we can be proud of. And we're going to have the backing that we need to keep these people off of us. So if we'll just be patient another week or so, please, and give us the chance to put all this thing together and be a part of putting it together. Because when you call, I will hopefully be able to have a conference call with some key people who are in position to make these things happen. You know, we got film directors, we got it all, just haven't all put it all together yet. Okay. Mm-hmm. So don't be afraid of what's going to happen to me or anybody else who's involved in this. Don't worry about that. God's going to cover us. I promise you, he brought me through this year. I've been so good. Anthony can tell you, I've been out of it. I couldn't talk and I couldn't walk. But God brought me through all of this. And he's strengthening me every day. He's strengthening me every day. And I know it. And I know that that's what's happening. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. You know, and I'm thankful for you, all of you. I'm thankful for you, Antoinette, and for Dorian, my good friend. I'm really thankful. I'm hopeful that we can all work together, make this stuff a reality for the people. We would have completed Yeshua HaMashiach's job. We would have completed Martin Luther King Jr.'s job and all the others who've given their lives, Marcus Garvey's, and we've got so many people who've given their lives to get us through this. You know, it's been a long battle, a long battle.
Yeah.
So I know we're confused on names. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to make it. We're going to make it. We don't have another choice but to make it.
Yeah, we made it, baby. We just got to pull it together. We got to save your grandchildren and their children. If that don't give you the courage to do what's to be done, I don't know what will. Look back at your children. Look to the future, to their children. That's what we do today. That's going to make the difference for them.
Yes,
tomorrow,
we will.
I see a lot of these young men who think they got money, think they're doing this and that. Getting new cars and all, that's great. Good. You're standing on somebody's shoulders who got you there. Okay?
Yep.
Do you have shoulders that somebody can stand on to get further? No, you don't, because you're not thinking about them. You know, and I often had this problem back in the day. Like I said, I knew Malcolm, and I, of course, I knew Dr. King and others, many other men who I came in, and women who were out on that trail that I was on. Since the 60s, I got involved in 1959, I think it was. I had been out of high school a couple of years, and I wanted to do something. I met Dr. King, and I wanted to do something, and I did. And I gave up all this other stuff to do that. I stopped singing in the clubs and stopped singing on the shows and all of that because I wanted to do this. And you have to have your heart in what you want to do. So
yes, and be willing to make the sacrifice to do it.
Yeah, and here we are coming together. I'm so grateful. I don't know what to do. I just have to thank God every night and every day. I just thank Him.
Yes, well, we're grateful. We're grateful for you, Brother Ray. Brother Ray, we do have some callers that have their hands up. Okay,
yes.
So I'm gonna ask y'all to please stay on topic. We want to hear from everyone, but please stay on topic so we can be fruitful tonight. Okay, area code 510. I'm taking everyone in the order that your hand is up.
Brother Ray, you know you got my support. I'm down with it. You say don't worry about nothing. I'm Sister Ali, and I'm also Nubian Queen Amarena's bloodline ancestor, and so is she your ancestor, because that was the Nubian black king, a queen that fought for her people in Nubia in the dynasties of Kush, and she was the one-eyed scarred queen who defeated the Romans and beat them back and put a statue of the Caesar head at the end of the stairs. And so it's time for us to claim our ancestors' artifacts. So, Brother Ray, I know dealing with you, we going to get them artifacts. Brother Ray, yeah, we got to claim everything that is our ancestors, our Nubian black ancestors, Kushites, original, whatever we call them, they are original. We know they are the black original people that is from Kush, Shite, Kemet, ancient Kemet. We cannot let these people continue to harass and keep us down without nothing in situations that we have been in. And we've been in these situations too long, and we no longer can be in these situations, Brother Ray. And what I found out, that when you said that we have to get our own, we got our own, we just have to take it back. Because we build things out of gold, iron, steel, all that they call themselves building now. We already built that. That's why monuments of the pyramids, all that stuff is still standing. Is that correct?
Yeah. Excuse me, sister. Brother Ray was trying to say something, and also we have other callers too, so I don't want to keep them waiting too long. But Brother Ray, do you want to comment to her statement? But thank you very much. I appreciate you. Go ahead, Brother Ray.
I just want to thank her for calling in and expressing, because this is what we're talking about, and you have to stay connected to us, so we're going to help you do whatever that is you're doing. But again, it has to be done through organization, and that's what we're trying to do, organize, so that we can assist and get all of this stuff done. It's hard for you to do it by yourself. It's hard for me to do this. It's hard for any of us to do it alone. But if we got some unity and some support, we can get everything done that we need to have done. So thank you for calling in, sister. I appreciate you.
Yes, Brother Ray, I need to get your number too.
Okay, yes. I'm going to give it out. It's 786-389-3274. And Sister Antoinette has it. Anytime you miss it, call her. She'll give it. Because we're working together. 786-389-3274.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Ray.
God bless you, honey.
Okay.
You have a good life.
And thank you, sister.
Right,
okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Okay, area I believe this is Brother Tyreek.
Greetings. Greetings.
Hello.
Greetings.
Greetings.
How are y'all?
Hello,
this evening?
How are you?
I'm excellent.
Well,
I'm excellent. I'm just
good.
Just checking in and listening in to y'all this evening. And I must always reiterate that our story is here. Why are they making sure that you don't know that there's a pyramid in the Grand Canyon larger than the Great Pyramid of Giza? Why don't we know that? And it's called the Isis Pyramid. Oh, my goodness. And there's a city, below the Grand Canyon that was, in fact, they say there's even two cities there. So why are we still looking somewhere else and not looking right in our face right here on this land where we have built monuments? We have all of the mounds, the monuments that have been built for over 300,000 years, folks. We've been here that long, you see. So, you know, we have to really reclaim our story here, because that's where the story is. And the largest pyramid complex in the world is not in Kemet. It's in South America, below the Amazon, right under the Amazon, actually. Yeah, so, you know, this is the knowledge we must know about us here. Once we find these things out and we know that we are Lemurians, we are the Moors, we are the ones who came here in ancient times, way before there was a snow path, a ice path way across the Bering Strait,
Tariq, you see, this is what this is. This is organizing it so that you can teach this to the people who want to know it. Once we are organized, we'll have to send them to you to teach that portion that we don't know. Okay,
yes, sir.
You're the one with the information. So how do we get that information? We can't do it on one-on-one on talk shows. We got to organize ourselves.
Oh
so that
no,
it
right?
Spreads
of course
all,
not. Yeah, of course not.
It spreads all over. You know.
Right.
I'm sure. The lady who called me yesterday, I'm sure she can't wait to hear this one. And how to do it, because she's trying to do that kind of a business to educate us about traveling. So we're trying to pull this thing off so that it won't be a problem. It'll be automatic. They'll know who to call to get certain information and what to do about it. Because not only will you be able to give them the information, but you will have a plan of action.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's one thing to give the information, but no action. We don't know what to do. Yeah, we know that the pyramids, but what are we going to do is the question. So, yes, I agree. And we have people in Arizona, by the way, who have admitted, yes, they've seen it and they know it's there. But they also, the military has locked it off. This government has locked off the Grand Canyon. You cannot go down there.
Nine-tenths of the Grand Canyon.
Yes, so, you know, they've always got some reason you block it off, that you can't see it. But help is on the way, brother. Help is on the way, and, you know, you just get prepared to present. You'll be presenting everywhere. If we get organized, we'll be able to
present you. Two things real quick. Mr. Kincaid came to the Grand Canyon in 1890s for the Smithsonian Institute. It's on YouTube. Go put in Mr. Kincaid goes to the Grand Canyon for the Smithsonian. It'll come up.
Okay.
And then there's another guy named Levy on YouTube. He digs into the story and finds out all these kinds of things about the Grand Canyon, et cetera. So, start there and then dig deeper then. You know, that's how we do it, you know.
Once we get it organized, that's your job, Doc. We got to be in a position to send you and anyone else who's got pertinent information for our people. We have to send them, not go to the airlines and beg them or go to the government and beg them. No, we're going to do it ourselves. And we will have our own everything. would have our own everything, and nothing can stop us from doing this but us.
That's right.
We can have our own airline. We can have our own everything, people.
Yep.
You know, we can, and we must, and we will.
Yeah.
And you'll give them the formula that you have, which I think is a great formula, and you know you'll give it. Some people will, some won't, so what? You know, but we got to keep moving.
There you go.
You got to keep moving. You got to keep moving. We don't have a choice now.
And again, the sister said we have to recapture our true ancestral story, because if we don't, it's always somebody else telling us where to go and what to see and what to do. No. No more of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and don't be afraid to speak it out. Now, we don't have to be angry about it. We can do it in peace and in love.
That's right.
Keep on moving. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, well, thank you, Brother Tyreek. I'm going to move on. We got other callers with their hands up, but thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, my brother.
Okay, Eric.
Thank you.
Eric, 404. Oh, 404.
Hey. Yehudu, Brother Ray. Hey,
yes, sir.
El Comandante, El Presidente. Okay, hey,
yes,
just
sir.
Give me the marching orders, man. I'm ready, bro. All right, cause I'm
okay.
Starting moving in silence, man. I'm moving in silence
right.
Now. And to my man Tariq, it's something called remote, where you can see stuff, man. Remote viewing, man. Once you learn how to remote view, you can see any damn thing you want on the whole universe, man. And I'm about, Brother Ray, I'm with you, man. Coon follow coon, be and it is, man. That's our role now. I'm learning how to get into fifth and sixth dimension where I control this my universe and damn them. Because these evil fuckers going to have to flee the planet, man. That's what Dr. Black said. Once we know how to move, they got to leave, man. They got to leave the planet, man. The time up.
Yes.
They've been serving eviction notice, man. All the Rothschilds, all them devils, they got to go, man. That's why they're trying to get to space. Elon Musk and them trying to get to space. They got to go, man.
Yep.
That story, General. That's right.
So I'm going to be quiet.
That's right,
be and it is. Be and it is. That's how I do it, man. I love y'all. I'm going to be quiet. Let somebody else talk. And I'm moving in silence.
Okay.
Well,
I appreciate
right, thank you,
brother.
Brother West. Erico 445. Erico 445. If you have yourself on mute, please take yourself off. Okay, let me try this. Erico 404513. Okay, well, I'll put you back on mute. And I'll come back to you. Area code 347. Area code 347. I think I know who this is. Brother Thomas?
Hello?
No? Oh, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Area code 347. Brother Thomas?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, Sister Internet?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm okay. I'm trying to find my headphones. My headphones died on me, just as you said, 347. So let me grab another pair real quick. Hold on.
Okay.
Yes.
Brother
but the last brother who called in, he was right and exact. Too many artifacts here to be worried about the Nubians, if they even existed. And today, those people are the Sudanese, the Ethiopians, the Somalians. Those people don't like us, and they don't look like us. You know, we definitely not the same people as them. Other brother said, the older generations, you know, I don't see what we can really say we owe the youth owe us. Now, I'm 44. The generation before me was the failed black revolutionaries, the crackheads, the dope addicts, the teen moms, the dope dealers. The generation before that was the great migrators who left all the land back home in the South, the integrators, the peaceful marchers, the single mothers, the black feminists and the absent fathers, in my generation is the incarcerated fathers, the gangbangers, the crack dealers, the clothes boosters, the carjackers, and the potheads. Like, really, like, we haven't left a foundation in any of these generations to say, yo, y'all kids need to respect us and do stuff for us because what we did before you, like, what did y'all do? That's what they're going to say. What did y'all leave us? We haven't been able to leave nobody nothing. So I think that's, like, a pitfall. It's hard to sell, you know, these young people that, you know, somehow they owe black people something. You know what I'm saying? And they'll disrespect.
They owe themselves. You know, just like you,
yeah,
you know, but you're part of that later generation. You owe yourself. You know, you owe yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You owe your children. You know, if you have children now, or, you know, when you do have children, you owe it to yourself and to your generation. You owe it to, you see all the mistakes that we have made in the past. Then, you know, look at our mistakes and learn from that. You know, grow from the mistakes that we have made. You know, okay, you know, if you think that the plans and everything that we did, you know, the patterns that we made where you feel that we really failed y'all, then take that as a learning lesson to go the other way. You know, or now talk to us that are older so that, you know, we can tell you, okay, yes, I made this mistake, I made that mistake, but I know now that I should have went this way, that if I would have did this or if I didn't do this, you know, talk to us and also learn from the mistakes that we made because we don't want you to make the same mistakes. You know, we don't want you in prison. We don't want you on crack. We don't want you selling drugs. We don't want you, you know, out shooting and killing people. You know, we want something better for y'all. We want something better for ourselves. You know, we want to leave something better for the next generation and the generation after that. So work with us, you know, instead of judging us on our past mistakes, work with us so that we can try to correct all of this. You know, keep in mind, we're closer to coming out of slavery than what you are. You know, you're closer to where y'all have all of this free education. You didn't have to break barriers, you know, when it came to schools and things like that. Y'all didn't have to go through that. You know, we did, but y'all didn't. So learn from the things that we didn't know to ignore.
Now, Sister Antoinette, well, let me ask you,
yes.
I hope it's not a disrespectful question, but what is your age?
I'll be 60 at the end of the month.
So you're pretty much in my generation. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is today's youth, they don't want to hear us say anything because we don't have anything to show them that, listen, you know, I messed up. Yo, I'm not going to mess up. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm just going to be smarter than you. That's their mentality. They don't have that respect for us because we have nothing to show them as a foundation we lay for them. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much what I'm saying. Because the brother was saying that the young people need to, you know, have some respect for those that came before them. And I'm like, they're not going to. You know, I'm just explaining why they're not going to. They see in the world and everything that happened before them, their grandparents, crackheads, their parents, you
brother,
know, drug
brother,
dealers,
brother.
They going through the lawn, and they say, man, y'all ain't did shit. You know, so that's their mentality. I'll mute myself up.
Well, brother, they're speaking from what they know or don't know. And that's what we're doing. We're putting the plan together to reach those who will. Some will, some won't. So what? We're going forward, and we're going to change the condition that our people are facing, and we're going to change the future for our people. And then one of the things that has not been taught to our people is our history, who we are, and the power that we have. And that's on us. That's on the leadership that we followed, and we've listened to the wrong people, and we've gotten the wrong message. So I'm just saying that for those of you who have a plan or have an idea of what we should do, we need to hear it so that we can formulate it, organize it, and put an organized plan of action together that's going to change the future for our children and their children. And that's where we are with this. And you know, we can go over what didn't happen and what we didn't do and all of that. But it's what we're going to do and what we're doing that's going to make the difference. We know we're dealing with some serious demons here, some serious people who intend to run us off the planet. But we got a plan that's going to run them off. They're going to run themselves off. They're going to hop on them spaceships and get the hell out of here. That's what they're going to do and leave this earth to peace, the peace of the people, the original man, the original people on this planet who live in peace. And we didn't have the confusion and the wars and the fight till they showed up with their wickedness. You know, one came to kill, steal, and destroy. The other came to give you life. Yes.
Can I say one more thing? Let me be quiet. To my man, Tapmo's fan, it's time for this separation shit to stop. Young, old, whatever. We got to take what the enemy give us and use our advantage. So you younger than me, I'm older than you. We got to work together, man. I ain't got time for this old people, black ones. I ain't got time for it. We in the mission now. We in war, bro. All this separation about what the young people do, the old people do. We got to stop killing each other. Cut the argument between men and women and old and young. And let's get the battle going on, man. We know the enemy is. I ain't wasting my time with that bullshit, bro. We in war.
Yeah, well, the problem is that the young kids ain't going to listen to you. That's what I'm trying to get you out of the game to talk to them. But let me just finish this, and I'm going to mute myself for the show. What you just said, I want to give the first suggestion on what we could do to move forward in the future. And the first thing we need to do is forget about the past. That's where all the arguments is going to start. As long as we keep saying on the past, you know, we got to show how great we were. That's the problem. We need to show how great we can be and become that. Once we start talking past, you're going to have a million ideologies come in and stop it. And I mute myself. That's just a suggestion.
Hey, my man, I'm going to say one more thing, Brother Ray. That's a lie. I talk to young people all the time, man. I be the oldest dude on the job. So I talk to these young brothers, and there's a lot of them running work, man. Because I start singing their songs, they sing about, hey, I ain't got time for no hate. So what the song, I listen to the song they listen to, man. Okay, with Duval, what my man Duval say. I ain't got time to be going back and forth with no nigga. Because, hey, I'm living my best life. So I talk to these young cats, man. And they love me, I love them. They keep me sharp, man. That's a myth right there.
Well, the thing is, and this is what I believe, the things are getting so bad, they're going to be looking for answers. They're going to be looking to anybody who has an answer for them that they can resonate to, and they will, because everybody is suffering now. I mean, these people, this is an attack on us with this so-called virus. They created this virus.
Yeah.
They did this in the laboratory. They did it with the AIDS virus. They've done so many things to try to kill us, to get us out the way.
Yes,
but it ain't going to happen. So all I'm saying to the brothers.
One more thing. I'll be quiet, Rick. I talk to the young folks. I tell them, God, killing our own soldiers, this shit got to stop, man. I tell them, that's brain to this, man. All this killing our own soldiers and disrespecting women and all that, this got to stop, man. We have a bigger walk now. I'm going to be quiet, Brother Rick. That just got me, amped me up, man. I love y'all.
Yeah, this plan is going to stop them from killing us. It's going to stop our young brothers from putting themselves in a position to be killed. So we're going to organize ourselves. That's what I'm saying to you. We can do this, and we need everybody's involvement in it. We need the young men and the young women. We need y'all's involvement in this thing because it's happening to you, and you don't know why it's happening or how it's happening. We can tell you. You know, some of us have been through this. That's why we can share our experience with you. And then you can put your knowledge into that experience. You know, hitch a ride on our experience. So what I'm saying to you, I lived. What I'm saying to you, I went through. And I didn't just look out for me and mine. I tried to look out for all of us. And as I know a lot of people out there are like that. They've done what they've done to try to help their neighbors and their friends. I came from a family that looked out for everybody in the community that they could. So we have to take that spirit on, organize ourselves, and put a stop to killing these young boys. They got some crap going down here with every Martin Luther King Jr. Birthday. Young brothers come and they ride on their motorcycles and they say, wheels up, guns down. Okay, but now the system is going to arrest them for riding with their wheels up. You know, it's ridiculous. But there's nobody speaking out against it. I'm going to speak out against it tomorrow here, but I'm only one man. And that's why I'm saying once we get organized, we get some people standing up. When you speak out in your community against this, you got us standing with you, behind you. It ain't just you speaking out. It's our people speaking out. Enough with this. And we're going to put a stop to it here. We're dealing with a new government here that this government brought in, that these white boys brought in here with these white Cubans, put them in charge. And they're running the place, and they'll tell you they're running it, and they have the same attitude that the white boy that we just run out of here. He got the same attitude. So it's on us. And I'm not going to come against them, but I'm going to come against their lies, you know. And I look kind of foolish standing up there by myself. So when I go, I'm hoping that we'll have 2-3 brothers standing with me who would say enough of this, you know. And they'll understand.
You got the ancestors with you. You got the ancestors with you, man. We all do. And one more thing.
1872, y'all.
Always,
come on. 1872, they did it.
Thomas, I always remember when I was young in 19. So when I be around y'all young cats, they make me feel young. And I appreciate that. So I'm just here to, you know, to put some fat on everybody's head to get some brain cells. So we got to outthink them, man. We got to take what the enemy give us and use it to our advantage, man. That wall. Okay, I've been at war my whole life. Even when I was dying there, I'm going to say this because the statute of limitations done changed. Okay, when I was dying there in the 80s, when they brought all that crack in the hood, you know what I did, Brother Rick? I moved to the beach and served it right to the ass, right back to the wives, man. You the brothers, that's how I roll, man.
Thomas, I want to say to you, we need you, brother. We need you involved in this thing because your perspective is important. And we have to put it in the hopper so that we can come out with the right solution to our problems, because our problem is your problem. Your problem is my problem. And I always say to the young people, we need the young people, and the young people need the old people. The old people have the wisdom and the knowledge that you don't have. And you have the strength. God chose the old because they chose the young because you're strong. He chose the old because you're wise. We know the way. So let's hook it up. You can't make it without us, and we can't make it without you. So we got to come together and deal with this thing. So we need your muscle. We need your strength. We need your knowledge and your ability. So please stay in touch with us put your shoulder to this wheel. We need you, brother. We need you to articulate what we're saying when we're gone. You know, somebody needs to step up to the plate when we you know, step out. So, you know, I appreciate your call, man.
Yes, we love Brother Mel. He had to go to work. He has to get ready to go to work. He has to get up in the wee hours of the morning and go to work. So he said he was going to pop in, and he did, and he had his hand up, but he left now. So we love Brother Mel. I'm going to try 404-513. Your hand is up. Okay, Brother Mel, I see you, and I'm going to come right to you. Let me go to Brother Mel first. Okay.
Peace and love, family.
Okay. Peace and love, Brother Mel.
Brother.
You only got a couple of minutes because you got to go to bed.
Okay. I just wanted to, first of all, let you know how much I appreciate you, Sister Antoinette, and how much I love you, and all the family, man. Like, I know I haven't spoke to y'all in a minute, but what a wicked world we living in. So it's this commercial, right? It's a commercial, and the commercial says, it's this, like, light little beautiful song. It says, little ones, you're going to grow, and I know you'll be okay, or something like that. But it's this beautiful little song, and it shows these people, these little children at the playground in the swings. And they say, we know you're going to grow, and I know you'll be okay. You'll be okay. And then at the end, it says, get the vaccine. It's a vaccine commercial for the children.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, really?
They take it. Yeah, it's terrible.
So they're going
it's
after
terrible.
Our babies. Yeah, man, and everybody around me is catching, everybody's catching this COVID or whatever they calling it, whatever the variant is. But it's the people that got the shot that's getting it. And Brother Ray, I want to personally apologize to you again because, man, look, life, man, life is something else, and I've been going through it. So I have not spoke to you. I haven't, you know, confided in you. I haven't talked to you lately, and forgive me for that, man. And I love you, and I appreciate you, all of that, everything.
Well, I appreciate you too. How's the family? How's your wife and the children?
Everybody's good, man. We just trying to survive, man. But I need to really speak to you, and again, forgive me for, you know, my absence, and I'm glad that your brothers are still doing okay and that you're doing okay. And I ain't been checking on you now. But
yeah, well, I appreciate you, man, and I want everybody to know you're a very talented young man, and you have a business that we need to bring up and push out to so everybody knows what you do, and we'll support you. See, we take our money to the other side. They come up with something, we buy it. You know, well, we got our own people who are inventors and creators and artists and all of those things, and we need to support them financially. We need to buy what they're selling. He had no business working.
Yes, and you know what I'm waiting for, Brother Mel.
I know. I know.
So this is what this is all about, Mel. This is putting it together. This is organizing it.
Yeah.
So that when you and I talked before, we would be able to, you would have been gone by now. You'd have plenty. And you'd have been able to support. The problem has been that when some black people who make millions of dollars, they don't put anything back.
That makes me feel ashamed. That makes me feel like I am doing myself and my community a disservice because I'm not using my potential. And
well, see, that's what this is going to do for you, Amel. You're going to do it now. You're going to use it. You ain't going to be talking talk. You're going to be doing it because now we know that you are talented. We know that what you have. And you got people listening to this program tonight who are going to want to know what it is that you have, and they're going to want to buy it. So you got to get in the position to sell it when it happens. And we're doing this. I'm doing exactly what I told you I was going to do, organize this thing so that we can support our own causes, our own businesses. We got enough money to do it. We don't have to keep going to these other people who ain't doing nothing for us, taking everything out. We got Indians over here from the East India. They own the hotel, you know, and they're treating black folk like, you know, what you doing here? And this is your land. They want to know what you're doing here. You know, so we got to do these things. We got to take back what they've taken from us. We got some brothers and some sisters who are building hotels, and we got to know who they are, where they are, and how we can support them. And if you support them, you just send them a dollar or two, we got to do that. You know, we got to do it.
I agree.
Way to build it. And your pictures and your art ought to be in every one of these places. And it will be. Let's work towards it. We got to work towards it. We got to put time limits on this stuff. That's what has to happen. You know, and once we're economically strong, then whoever's speaking for us will have a voice. We ain't got no voice out there now. They can buy anybody
out. We don't
need
them to speak. We don't need them to speak for us.
You're not hearing me. They have been speaking for us, but not speaking for us. We need to organize ourselves so that whoever we select to speak for us will speak for us. That's what I'm saying to you. We got some young people, you know, who are calling in. Yes, they don't have any direction. They need direction. They need those of us who've been out front to say, hey, here's what we've done. Here's what we think we need to do. And here's how we think we need to get it done. We know everybody needs money. We know that do your business, you have to have money. We know that the government ain't giving it to you and the banks sure ain't going to help you, but we can help you. And I'm going to give you this story one more time. My Chinese, I lost $500,000 here in Miami, Florida in property. I lost it because I could not find $5,000 to save my property because no place that I went would do it. The banks wouldn't do it, even though I had equity in every piece of these properties. And I went to churches. I went to black folk I thought had money, and none of them would help. And that's wow. What has to stop. My Chinese friend said to me, Ray, if you were Chinese, I could carry you to the council tonight, and
see?
With what you have,
you, see?
You would walk out with $200,000 cash dollars tonight. Why don't your people do that? Okay, so those are the things that we've got to do. We've got to organize ourselves to do this. We're not organized. We're not organized. We give our money to others, and they do it for their families. They take their money that we're making in this country, they send it right on back to wherever they came from. And we're still here suffering like hell. And we got these people on TV talk about the dogs and the animals and the poor people.
Yo, so wait, hold up, Brother Ray. Them long commercials when they sold the dogs in the cold and like you got to make sure that you got to take care of these dogs, these poor animals. And but they don't show these people on Skid Row in Los Angeles.
No, they don't show the homeless
in any big city. They don't show them people. And they showing the dogs that's in the car. Well, hey, man, I mean, everybody want to be okay.
But if you
let that dog off that chain and let him go fend for himself, I bet he'll be better off than,
than we can. If we do what we're about to do, all of that's going to change, Mel, I promise you, because we'll be able to go in and take care of it ourselves and keep the government's stinking hands out of it. You know, we put these people in office and they fill their pockets and they leave us out of everything. So we have to know that and just go ahead and do what we've got to do. You know, we know who they are. We know who's behind these commercials, who owns the TV stations, who owns the airwaves. They do, and they do what
propaganda.
They want.
That's
it's
program.
Cut them
off.
Cut them
off.
Yeah. Let me say this. Excuse me, gentlemen. Excuse me, Mel. I'm gonna send you to bed. Folks, we got 12 minutes left in this program. I guess we can go over for a half an hour. Is that okay, Brother Ray?
Whatever, you know, is necessary here.
Are you gonna just send me to bed like that?
Yes, I am.
All right, I love you. I love y'all all, family.
I love you too, baby. So go to
I'm
bed.
Going to bed. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Sister Antoinette.
Okay, have a good night.
You too.
Okay, the number to call in, give me 1 second, y'all. The number to call in is area code 515-605-9343. Again, that number is area code 515-605-9343. And you have 10 minutes to call in, plus the number one if you have a question or a comment. And area code 323. Area code 323.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I just want to thank you. I'm calling from Los Angeles. I talked to Brother Ray briefly. Recently, Brother Ray recalled yesterday I spoke with you.
Absolutely.
From Los Angeles. And I just want to say, well, I'm grateful, I'm just grateful for you and Antoinette. I missed listening to you. I hadn't heard from you for a while. And so I'm glad to hear from you. But Brother Ray, I just want to encourage you to keep the energy and the motivation going because we need you. We need your voice. We need your heart. We need your spirit. We need you. And we need to continue to do what you're saying. And I just want to say that we have to realize that the past, and I respect Tutmos and everything he said. However, I do believe that as a people, black people, Northern American black people, I come from the thickest of Mississippi, and just down here today, actually in Mississippi, but from Los Angeles. And I'm just saying that the young people are being harassed by the police in Mississippi. they're being stopped on the street. They have no we have to get to the young people, like Brother Ray said, but we have to also reflect on the past, because when you think in terms of other ethnic groups such as Jews and everything, I know in L.A. on every corner, they have a place for them to come and raise their children and teach them their laws and things. Cannot forget the past. You cannot not talk about the past, because when you forget the past, you basically have no future. And so basically,
right,
when you look at the Jews, if we forget that they ever, ever stop talking about the Holocaust, it's over with them. They talk about the past, mm-hmm, because that's how they make it in the future. It's that, mm-hmm, us, as black people, it seems like everybody now wants to shut black out,
yeah,
of every,
yep,
conversation.
Yeah.
They want to delete,
yeah,
everything black. I met one lady on the airplane flying out last month from Memphis back to L.A., and she said that she had left a meeting in L.A., where I was flying from L.A. to Memphis, I'm sorry. She said she had just left a meeting, a round table with the, you know, executive, business women and all, and that the Indian,
yeah,
lady told her that when she said, well, what about this program that has to do, that, you know, to help black women develop their business, you know, entrepreneurs, you know, where's the money and what is the conversation to help us? She said, oh, ma'am, I'm sorry,
yeah,
but, you know, that's old school. You're not, we're not talking about that. We're talking about people of color now. We don't talk about black. And so that's the kind of conversation. That's, oh, yes, that's what's happening.
Yeah, so that means ignore black women and just give it to other ethnic groups.
Ethnic groups, yes, yes. We are in a crisis, just like Brother West said. You know, it's time for us to take, and, you know, I have a 17-year-old grandson, so we have to be the instrument by which we go out and begin to set standards with young people. Talk with them. Take the,
yeah,
time when you see them. Conversate with them regardless. You know, every young person, because if we let these young people get caught up in this metaverse and all this, these other verses, okay, without,
right,
the verses from the past to know that they can sustain. We're the only people that have gone through what we've gone through as a black race in America.
Yes.
Nobody. Nobody. Yes. The Chinese have come. Everybody has come by force, not by choice, not by force. We're here. Our ancestors came by force. And like Brother Ray said, this is our land. This is our country.
Yeah.
This is us. And if we sit back and let everybody, the Afghanistans and all of them, come in and literally take possession of the land, then we are at fault. And so we have to begin to do what we can do, and that is to reach one, teach one. Another thing I want to say is that we have to begin somehow to get into these schools and take an active role, because I started the newspaper 30 years ago here, and I started it because in the school, our children were being taught by white teachers that they were going to be anything, and if they wanted to go to a black college, that they weren't going to ever get a job or be able to do it and make it in life, because she was from UCLA. You see, she was calling our children hoochie mamas and gangbangers. And so if you look at a captivated audience for 5 hours a day, many of our parents and community members don't even know the conversation that's going on in those classrooms, telling our children that they're not going to be anything. They're not going to, what are you going to school for when you're going to end up in jail and in prison? These are the kind of conversation that our children are coming out of these classrooms that nobody, they have no one to talk with. So when they come and they all this stuff is inside of them, and so they go and hang out with their peers, basically try to find themselves, because they've been told by the white woman standing up in front of them, or the black man, because that's who they get over $20,000 a year just to go into a black community or black school to teach. You see, extra. So they come over not for the sake of the children. They come over to make money off of us. So we have to begin to, again, get involved, start a program or something on your neighborhood street, begin to talk to the children, begin to buy lunch for them, you know. And again, we need to also create an opportunity for them to make money every day. That's what Uber is all about. If you get in that Uber car, they're going to get paid that day. So we need to start giving our young people money every day for the work they do and stop waiting 2 and 3 weeks. That's why they go into the gangs and things, because they can get paid to take care of their family. Some children are taking care of their family members.
Yeah,
and so we have
true.
To begin to operate and create opportunities for our people to be able to make money in their own communities, not 2 weeks from now, that they have to wait for a check. But they need to, if they work today, they need to get paid today so that they can be able to have some money in their pockets legitimately without drugs.
Yes.
Okay, I say something now, my sister. I'm going to say it's be quiet. I'm going to give you two instances about these young folks making money, man. Okay, well, last time I was in Florida, okay, I talked to these two brothers. They 12 years old, Brother Ray. And I said, y'all want to make some money? Y'all live in apartment complex. Start washing people's cars. You know what them young, you two young cats, they pull out a stack of money and say, look here, old dude, we already making money. You know what they were doing? They was buying the old cell phones and reselling them, man. These children making money, man.
Excellent.
I went to the restaurant. Let me finish my story. I'll be quiet. I went to the restaurant.
Excellent.
They had more food on the table than I had. Then a couple of cases up here. I seen this young man and this woman. It was about 20-something walking down the street, okay? And it so happened, I went to Burger King and they went to Burger King. So when I got my order, I say, I love to see black on black love. You take care of your young girlfriend, whatever. I'll get ready to buy their food, Brother Ray and sister. They pull out a big-ass knot to choke me, man. So they making money.
Excellent.
Like my man Chuck Moe said, they making money. That's why I love them. All on the internet and the damn, what you call them thing, cryptocurrency and all that. Them children making money. So it's what you said, my sister, it's like vice versa. Cause they can teach us now.
Well, excellent. All I'm saying is they need to organize it like Brother Ray say, and not just make money and go spend money without having the opportunity to build up the communities in which they live in. Which,
amen.
You understand? So that's what I'm saying. If money is not the issue, it's what's happening with the money. It's the recycling into a beneficial process by where it can build up your community. Because when I go to Beverly Hills, I don't see graffiti on the walls in Beverly Hills, okay? I don't see a paper all on the streets. I don't see, things that in our community that you go and the paper all in the streets, children, you know, they'll open their car door and throw out a whole bag of Kentucky Fried Chicken bag right on the street.
Yeah.
So we have to train. They would just stop and throw the bag out, don't want it in their nice car because, like you said, Brother Rest, they buying these cars and things, and they getting usurped with 25% and 30% interest on their money because they making money. But then why are you going to take it over there to someone that's going to charge you $300 and $400 interest to buy a car because you're paying cash for the money, for the car? And you still
and
have to pay. So we have to train. We have to get together and train the process by which we can have generational wealth instead of just wealth today, and then all of a sudden the police picking you up because you didn't know what to do with the money. You got caught up, and then now you got to go pay all the money to the bond agent.
Yes, there you go. Well, this plan of action will stop all of that, I believe.
Yes.
And I will be speaking with you tomorrow, my dear, after I've spoken. I have a meeting tomorrow morning, and I will call you in
Excellent.
The evening. And we'll put this whole thing together. I appreciate you so very much. You inspired me so much when we talked.
Well, praise God. Thank you so much, and thank everyone for their input. And I listen to Tutmos and everyone on all the other shows, and I just thank for this drum call. And this, because this is actually a drum roll right here, the Spirit of God.
Yes.
I'm here. This is the drum roll, and then the real drum roll is Sunday. But the real drum roll is the Spirit moving through us in the spirit of one all over the world, but we're here right now, voice-wise. So we are together. We just got to now manifest it so we can see the manifestation of this togetherness outwardly.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well,
we need that voice.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much, sister, for calling in. I'm going to take the next caller now. Area code 706. Thank you. Area code 706.
Good evening, Sister Antoinette, and good evening, Brother Ray.
Brother Swami, how you doing, sir?
I'm very grateful. I've been listening, you know, to climbing in, Brother West, and the sister from California, and it's really powerful that she's speaking up for. But Kalinda Fornex. Kalinda Fornex.
Yes.
That's a black queen that's what California's name for her, a black woman.
Yeah.
She has her mural there in Sacramento. And the part of it is, it's what Brother Ray is saying is very much on point. But the backbone that we have to look at is our sisters. And she was, you know, when she went to that meeting in Memphis and saying that the black woman, where's the programs for, is that that's what they're afraid of. And the thing in because Fannie Lou Hamer, you know, in the historical civil rights struggle in Mississippi, always spoke in organize, organize, organize. And
she
so
sure did.
It was these women that look like us that, you know, right there in Florida, you know, you have a HBCU that was formulated by a woman selling dinners and pies. So we understand how to create and build, you know, these places that we built for this country. Now we have to begin to use those same skills and teach those skills to our next generations to be able to know where they come from, to know where they can go. And that's the part, because most young people always address each other when they see each other saying, what's happening, man, or what's going on? It's because they don't know who they are and where they come from. And so these are important parts in our organizing. We have to have a foundation. Any structure you build, you have to build it on a foundation of solid rock. And you have to wire it with the right current. And that current is MONEY, my own natural energy yields, is how you learn to use
like
your
that.
Energy.
Yeah. Hey, Brock Harvey.
Yes, sir.
Since you and George, I got a plan, man. I can guarantee that we have a black governor, man. I'm going to say this real fast, man. I'm guaranteed we're going to have a black governor in Georgia if we just take 50% of us that vote Republican for Vernon Jones, okay, on Republican primary ticket, just vote for Vernon Jones, to Skip and Perdugo cancel their self out. All right? So if 50% of us vote for Vernon Jones, then that's going to guarantee, because Stacey Abrams already running unopposed as a Democrat. So the main emphasis we want to have in a general election, Vernon Jones versus Stacey Abrams, and that'll tear these white devils up, man. Okay, so you in Georgia, so I'll talk to you later on about that, man. I can guarantee we get a black governor, man. If we just take 50% of us vote Republican, man, for Vernon Jones, we got their ass, man. That's the art of war. Taking what they give us and use it against us for them for our advantage, man. And I'll be quiet.
Right, and, you know, and that's an excellent point because, and truthfully speaking, because when James Oglethorpe founded Georgia in 1732, they were sent here. The trustees and the council for the king would not allow us here because if you go to Georgia Historical Quarterly and read their magazine published in June 1932, you'll read an article by the person, his name is Fanta, F-A-N-T-A, Fanta. But anyway, he wrote about Georgia and saying it was founded as a white supremacy colony. It was supposed to be a border between slavery in South Carolina and Spanish in Florida. But what Ray is saying for Florida in itself, you know, yeah, those migrations have come in from Cuba. And I remember watching on television the bodies washing up on the shore, the Haitian boat people, what they wouldn't let in. So we've got a lot of story of our existence and what has happened, but no one is speaking. We've got to return to the prophecy of what the Choctaw says out of Mississippi, is that the red and the black will come back together here on Turtle Island. And this is what we are looking at doing, is because we were both part of this land before the invaders came in here, because we had been here long before in 1311 when Abu Bakr came and settled in South America, mostly Brazil, and then they came and explored all the way up to Mississippi. So we've got a great story of our existence, but how do we keep existing is the thing. And what Brother Ray is giving is a blueprint and saying that we have to organize. It's like Dr. John Henry Clark says, you know, we got a nation, but we don't even make diapers for our own babies. We don't make diapers for our own babies, and we make $3 trillion? The Mexican has surpassed us with 1.9. What are we doing with all of that? So we've got to restructure and come back to the table, Kitchen Table University, and sit down and begin to get those lessons that our grandmothers and our grandfathers and great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers did, because they did and own more land than we do today. And they did it come out of slavery. How has that changed? Is the thing that we have to really look at. Where do we lose our way? And as Sonia Sanchez says, how does that free us? We got to say everything that we start thinking about is what we're doing. How is that going to free us?
Brother Kwame.
Yes, sir.
We have to recapture the true story that has put ourselves at war with each other in the so-called Civil War, when in fact it was an attack of the North against the South, because the South was, you know, the king of cotton, and we were the main ones working and doing it. So then the war is over, and then y'all join the military and become the Buffalo Soldiers over the native, the indigenous people that we were already in charge of before that, according to Meriwether Lewis. Meriwether Lewis wrote, wherever they went west of the Mississippi, they found us in charge, not the other ones that were sent to greet them. See, so once we recapture the story and know what it said and how it went, then we'll be able to just take on this whole thing, man, because so much of it is a lie that we've been fed, that, you know, we have to recapture the truth, man. That's what we got to do. I'm sorry. You know, that's where I'm coming from. Thanks.
And you're very much on point, because right now I'm doing, you know, classes with White Bison, which is started by a Mohawk Indian out of Colorado, and he works with sobriety. And the part that what I've been sharing with the people is, you know, the greatness of what the indigenous people, the red people, and the copper color people did here, because there wouldn't be an Arizona and New Mexico if it hadn't been from a copper color person leading the Spanish to discover it, who knew how to speak the language and translate for them the same way that Sacagawea was able to do for Lewis and Clark. And so what we have to understand is finding out our story, because when you teach a child about people that look like them and not give them that, you know, it was all about the white people and the great white people, that the great white fathers that did all of this to build it,
yeah,
didn't do that. Because
that's
even now, when they're changing the story in the history book, saying that the African was brought here as laborers for the work in the South, things that they brought the laborers, they traded for the laborers, is the three things that still enslaving the people in our communities and on the reservations. Those three things are liquor, guns, and cloth. They did that in the trading in Africa. They did that when they invaded here. And even to the point where you look at over 600 million people were inhabited from the North to the South Americas of indigenous people. By the time Columbus came over here and they invaded with the smallpox and all the diseases that they brought with them, There was 6 million left. And so we're looking at 16, 19, and you're looking at the early part of the 1600s when they came with the smallpox, and then they came back after they left the blankets. And they went from Maine to Massachusetts, and all of those indigenous people, 10% of them was left, or those tribal people that lived there. They would walk into village and see nothing but bones because the people had died from the smallpox.
That's right.
You know how they learned how to get rid of and make the vaccine for smallpox? A Haitian taught them what they
Brother Kwame and Brother Tyreek, this is the plan that Brother Ray has been talking about, is for us to for us to organize so that we can take care of our own people. Brother Ray, do you want to
what I'm hearing is exactly what this is all about. We will organize our own schools, and you will teach that you know. Brother Tyreek and Brother Kwame, will be instead of George Washington Carver School, it'll be Kwame's, Sunhorse School, that kind of thing. We'll be teaching the truth to our people, and nobody can stop us from doing that. We just have to organize and finance our own move, and that has to happen if we're going to get out of this, because these young people don't see in the future. And based on what the brother said, he's got it. You know, so they have to see us doing what needs to be done, and they will step to it. I'm really pleased and happy that we're coming together this way, because that's what it has to be. Sometimes we have to stop, organize, and take back what they've taken from us. Give that the truth to our people, to our young people, so that they will know.
We have some background noise. I'm sorry, this show is just too important. We have some background noise. We don't have it now. Okay. Forgive me.
No problem. They're saying everything that we're talking about. We just got to get it organized. And what I'm hearing, what I'm hearing tonight really encourages me that there are those of us who really want to see this happen and have the commitment and the courage to make it happen, because that's what we're going to make this happen. And anybody who knows me and who knows my life story, I've touched on everything that we've gone through with a personal experience. You know, I've done these things, so I'm really anxious to organize it, to help organize it, get us together, and take back our land and take back our people, and ask the Creator to get these enemies out of here. So that's what it is, and I'm just happy. I hope that we can continue to organize it and do it and make it a reality. And it's what we do that's going to make the difference, people. I firmly believe that we are the ones, and we just got to do our thing.
I thank you, Brother Ray, for bringing this to our attention, because, you know, as an elder, you have one other position in this realm to be, is to become an ancestor. And you're making sure that you're not going to be looked at as a generational thief, because a lot of our elders are not leaving what they have learned in life, and that shortchanges the next generation. And so these are the tools that we have to begin to use, because this year they're having in Chicago the 100th anniversary celebration of Harold Washington. I remember as a young kid at 4423 Calumet, and Harold Washington used to walk down the street with his leather briefcase and his Batmaster cane and derby on, going to catch the L to go to Roosevelt College. And he became the mayor of Chicago. So we have our stories. The part of it is how do we pass it on? And this is what you're doing. And I like the motherboard, Sister Antoinette, because she is allowing us to use this techno-spiritual and opening up these blog shows where brothers can come in and sisters can come in, like Kim Weston, and give us the story of Motown. Here's Brother Ray giving us the story of the Civil Rights Movement. So it's being able to do, as somebody said, each one teach one, because, you know, it's what is in the Bible. It says, love thy neighbor as you love thyself. And see, I look at my neighbor as my creator. I have to look at the other part of the Bible is that, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, because if you have to ask the question, then it's something wrong, because your neighbor is your creator, because you're connected to his source of life.
That's the spirit that we have to move forward with. And I'm just hoping and praying that everybody who has said yes, and we'll stick to it and let's get this thing done. I will be in touch tomorrow, and Sister Antoinette, we'll set up another one where we can give this information out and start to move. I'm just waiting for this one meeting tomorrow.
Yeah, but I would ask too that everybody on Saturday afternoon at 12 o'clock, we do a lot of social media. But go on YouTube and watch Karen Hunter and Dr. Greg Card. They got the world's largest African-American study, and he is a professor at Howard University, and he's excellent in giving our story. And what they do is they give you the books, and they set up their own media program on what's called the narrative, and that has about three different modules which you can go on. You can watch them tell the story about, because they just did a big thing on Sidney Poitier, and they're on their, I think, 97th episode. They've been started since last year, and they give the books, they give you the story, and they give us all of the teaching tools that we need to know who we are. And these are the sources that a lot of people now are using that to teach their children our story on Saturday, that they sit there with their children and watch them on YouTube. And it's very powerful for to get the in-depth look at who we are, even some of the schools, because I was born in Aberdeen, Mississippi, and right across the highway on 45 is Egypt, Mississippi, and her name was Cleopatra Thomas, and she was one of the great teachers in the colored schools. You know, and these are stories that we need to know about Rush, who there and helped save Memphis, Tennessee, because there wouldn't be a Memphis if it hadn't been for a millionaire black man that paid to get Memphis back its corporation.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you see, that's what I'm talking about, Brother Kwame. See, that information has to be disseminated among our people. We have to know that.
Yeah.
The only way to do that, in my opinion, is to open our own schools and have it as part of the curriculum to teach it.
Right. And
so
this is what they're doing. That's what they did in opening this up on media, social media, to be able to give our children and our adults these things that they don't know. It's just like, you know, I was talking about the dime. How many people know that a black woman did the bust that now is used on the dime? So it's all of these missing pages of world history is our story. And we have to begin to allow ourselves to be taught by those that look like us. You can't have an African-American study class, or you can't have a Black History Month and have a white teacher standing there telling you about a black history.
True. That is so true.
That's
yeah.
it. Where all the other 11 months, she's telling them about them, and she's not talking
yeah.
about us. See, there's got to be a balance.
Yes, it does.
What was the doctor's name with Karen Hunter?
His name is Dr. Greg Carr, C-A-R-R.
Greg.
Greg.
Okay, yeah, I'll send you the link. I'll send you the link, Brother Ray.
Yeah, I just pulled it up. I have it.
Okay, good.
My granddaughter this is her third year there, and I'm going to make sure that she goes to their class.
I guarantee you she already knows. Every student he taught, what's the brother's name that played Black Panther, he was one of his students there at Howard.
Yeah.
And the brother, he teaches African-American studies, but he's also an attorney. He teaches law. He teaches the history and the law.
That's the kind of, those are the kind of minds we need to do what this is going to do. We have to engage with brothers and sisters who have that information, who know how to do these things. I only know what I know, and I'm giving it all that I can. I hope that we each give all we can for the future of our people.
Right. And this is why I'm sharing this, because when it comes and when I started looking at it, I was sharing because I think that's how I sent it to Sister Antoinette. Because we need to eat, and when we find something that's pertinent to our survival or something that's knowledgeable, that honors truth, then we need to share. It ain't got to make you look good. No, it just share it because it helps us to be good.
Yeah.
It ain't no I and we.
That's right. That's right. That's right, my brother. Well, I'm very pleased, Antoinette. I'm so thankful that we've had this opportunity to reach out to people who are, those who have ears to hear, let them hear. And they will.
Yes, I'm grateful for it. Yes.
I think we're well on our way. Well on our way to putting it together.
We still have area code 404. They still have their hand up. Let me try them again. Erico 404-513. Can you have your hand up?
Yes.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
can
I can hear you now. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, this is Brother Tabakudi from Atlanta, and I was just listening. Greetings, Brother Ray. I would say I'll be looking forward. I listened to what you were saying, and I'm looking forward to working with you and seeing how we can turn this thing around. I think, as you said before, we have all the tools that we need, and if you could, whenever you send me a copy of the plan, I'd be more than happy to work with you. And I'd like to say this right here. I know I heard one caller say that a group of people in Africa that don't like us. I think we have to get past. I think we have to get past that point. There's an herb shop here in Atlanta called Fruit, Veggies, and Herbs. And I was shopping, and that's why I buy my herbs. And I was shopping there, and the brothers there from like Senegambia. So my debit card wouldn't go through for some odd reason. And this sister, she said, well, never mind. She said, I'll take care of him. And the brother that said, he said, oh, no, he's all right. He's family. He didn't say I was a good customer. He didn't say I was one of their best customers. He said I was family. So I think people are going to have to understand that, yes, there are some people, some black people around the world that don't like us because they've been brainwashed. But there are those that do identify with us. And I think we have to stop saying they don't like us because there are those out there that do. And I just want to say that because that's not true that when people say that they don't like us. But I just want to just chime in on that because I know that is not true.
Well, I thank you for that, brother, because there are. Yeah. I'm working with my brothers in Cote d'Ivoire, West Africa. I'm working with the brothers in Ghana and brothers in Nigeria. And they're with us. So it's not everybody. You know, like I say, some will, some won't, so what? We work with those who will. And we got to pull this thing together so that they'll know, like I said earlier, they look to us in this country. They look to us, and we just got to get organized. So when they look, they're going to see a way to get out of the mess that they're in their countries.
Right. And Dr. John Henry Clark said is that the African-American here in America is the key to freeing Africa. because they were colonized when we were being in captivity. The situation is that if we hadn't done what we've done through all the movements and fighting and doing, these people from the other third world countries couldn't come to this country because we helped make this what it is.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. And the world needs to know that.
Right.
As a matter of fact, one of the chief justices of the World Court has signed on. He's probably listening tonight. I hope he'll call in. And they're going to throw their support behind this effort. So we got an opportunity now to do this thing and to change the whole direction that they're trying to take us in. And like Brother West said, these guys got to go, and they are going. So we just let the Holy Spirit handle that, let the Creator handle it, and we'll do our part. We do our part, He will do His, or the Spirit will do its part. So I'm looking forward to this, and hey, I'm just so grateful. Y'all got me tonight. Thank you.
Brother Ray,
we thank you
for bringing us all together.
Well, that's so much
right.
It's the spirit. It's the spirit of our people. It's the spirit of our people. We've had enough, and it's time to stand. It's our time now. And you know,
that's why I say us.
Yeah, everybody's going to do it. It ain't about no I and me. It's us and we. We all together here. And that's the only way to make it happen. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, I just want to say big up to my man, Tapaku. I ain't heard him in a while. He used to be a caller in a WALK. So I'm glad to know that he out here rolling, still rolling. I just want to say big up to you, my brother.
I tell you, it was some
appreciate
good
you, brother.
Well, Tapaku is one of the best, I promise you.
Okay.
Yep. Well, I thank y'all for that compliment. I try to do, you know, what I can to ensure that we will win. And so I think with us collaborating tonight and collaborating towards the future, I see nothing but a win-win situation.
Yeah.
And it's like brother, but see the career, and it's like brother was saying. The Creator's going to handle it because revenge is mine, saith the Lord.
Right.
It's not for us.
That's
it's
right.
not for us because when you do, you're going against the Creator's will. He will
that's
take
that's reason
care
why it's a spiritual battle. That's the reason why it's a spiritual battle. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities in high places. You know, so we're fighting a fight against demons, and we can't do that on the physical realm. To be in the spirit,
right? And we have to have we have to unite the spirit, and in the spiritual work that we're doing, it's a ritual, and we're performing a ritual now, moving into this full moon on Monday on King's Earth Day, I mean government holiday, because his Earth Day is tomorrow on the 15th. And we're having this show in the energy of his birth, his Earth Day, coming to this planet, coming from that womb of his mother to come here and become who he was, and we still keeping that spirit alive.
Amen.
That's what Brother Ray is talking about.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen, yes.
And his light is shining down from the heavens because that moon is full out there tonight. It's just about full.
Go out there and take a look at it. See, this is the kind of thing that we need to know, Brother Kwame.
Yes.
We need to know these things. And we've got to establish this school in every community in this country and in the world, as a matter of fact. So we're getting started, so that's the good part.
No, because
did you say the ancestors waiting on us, man? Because they ain't got nothing to do. They waiting on us to make our move because they with us. Did you say that?
I said, we got a whole bunch of unemployed ancestors sitting in the unemployment line waiting for them to come back here to help us.
Yeah.
All we got to do is call them forth.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
that's what the drunk call is doing, too, buddy. That's what the drunk call is doing.
Yes, yeah, I think we'll have to use our ancestors to help us. Because I'll tell you, in this realm, my mother, she transitioned in 2019. And when I returned from California, I shared with her about how I was no longer going to the church and that I did not believe in Jesus. Now, I'm not knocking what anyone believes, whatever anyone believes, they believe, okay? But when she transitioned, she communicated. The first time she communicated, she says, it is beautiful. She said, baby, I think y'all was right. She said, it is beautiful here, and I haven't seen Jesus. And then she came back again, and she communicated again, and she said, Jesus don't exist. So I think we have to go back to our indigenous spiritual systems that our ancestors had, because even prior to my mother communicating with me, when I lived in California, my father communicated with me. And it was because I was at that time whereby he knew that I wouldn't be afraid. And he communicated with me. He told me to share, to tell my mother to turn the light off because she slept with the hall light on. And I waited up because I knew what time she got up to go to work. And I told my mother exactly what happened. And the one thing I asked my father, I said, at any time when I was a child, did you ever try to contact me? And he said, no, you were deceived. And the one thing he told me, he said, do not be afraid. So, I mean, I understand what people have different beliefs and they're into different things. But I think for this fight, we have to communicate with our ancestors. And I know my mother, in this realm, my mother, if the church doors was open, she was there. But now she sees that, not that you can't use those principles that come out of the church, but I think now she sees that she wasted a great deal of time and money within the church because the church didn't do what it could have done to move us further along than what we are today. Not that the church, the people in the church didn't organize and do stuff, but I think at this point, we're at a different level, and I think we need to move back to that spiritual level that our ancestors had.
And you're very much correct, because the indigenous people here, and even when they came, missionaries came into the continent, both places, when they came in and the person was telling them, the missionaries was telling them, this is the Creator's house, and they laughed at him and says, you can't put Creator in that house because Creator is in everything that exists here on earth.
Yep. Correct. You don't need nobody to talk to God, to the ancestors. To talk to God, when you look in the mirror, you see the Most High. You talk to God when you look in the mirror. So
my
I don't need no man, no woman, nobody to talk to the Most High for me.
My grandfather, when we used to go fishing, he used to take me fishing as a kid. And we'd be fishing out on the lake, and he'd get up and he'd go walk and sit over by a tree by himself. And when I got old and we went fishing, and I asked him finally, I said, Dad, why you get up and go over there, and we sitting here talking, and you just get up and go over there and sit over the tree? He says, son, you ain't did nothing. He says, I just get up and go over there and sit by myself so I can have my talk with God. And I learned that.
How?
You can talk to the Creator anywhere.
Anywhere.
Especially
anywhere.
In nature. Right.
Yeah.
But in the problem, you got to do it.
You got the solution. You just got to think, relax, critical thinking, ask the question, and we'll get the answer.
And see, and I thank that brother for sharing that, because when he was saying that his father, and he was saying he was too young, is because the heart is not ready. The heart has an ear to hear the spirit. And that's the part that we have to begin to come back to, because as I said yesterday when we were talking, the word earth has all of those words. It has heart, it has ear, it has art, it has tear. And we have to learn to use this earth, because this is our mother and this is what's in our heart.
It's like my man Tapakuta say, the real thing, you know, the angels say in the book. Fear not, no fear.
Right.
Yes, that fear is what holds us back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're using now. They got everybody scared to death, and they're taking these shots that these criminals have put together. And we're taking this stuff, and we're scared not to, because the propaganda.
But even
it's running out.
Yeah, but and even with that, Brother Ray, the part that I was looking at, and everybody got it on their doors. You must wear masks. You need mandating a mask. I say, I'm going to put on the Long Rangers mask, or I'm going to go get me a Ronald Reagan mask, a Halloween mask, and put it on. They didn't say what kind of mask.
That's right.
They just said a mask.
And the mask
see, they haven't
got you
even,
wearing.
Right, but they haven't even defined something that you are supposed to use, and they haven't given you the right correction of what to put on. They're saying wear, put this on or put that, but the mask is a word that's very broad. You can have all different kind of masks.
Yeah, but the thing is that, like Brother Tariq has said, that mask is all it is doing, making you breathe in your own CO2. So it is destroying us. They got us destroying ourselves. Okay.
Right, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying that's the mask that they're selling us. They're making money off our misery, as they've always done.
Right.
They're killing us and making us buy the weapon to kill us with.
And the mask.
Made the
and the mask are toxic.
Yeah,
the masks are toxic.
And it made in China, man. I went to the doctor, and my doctor gave me a mask made in China. I started feeling sick, man. I was doing good till I put on that damn Chinese mask. Well, Mr. Dick Gregory say, what did he say, Brother Ray? The day we was born, God gave us everything we needed, man.
Everything.
The day we come on the planet.
Everything
we needed, man. We got it.
That's
just
right.
Just got to know how to activate it, man.
There you go. Yes, sir.
Well, we're doing it. We're doing it. It's happening.
Well, once again, Brother Ray, I'm offering my 100-page manual, information manual, that will definitely enhance anyone who reads through it and studies some of the things that are in there, the history of vaccination, what it is, the contents, etc., water. How important water is as a nutrient. So much information that our people definitely are in need of. So, you know, I offer this package for anyone who wants one. Please contact me at wellnessessentials@dslextreme.com, and I'll hook you up.
Okay, and we hope that you'll be able to teach that everywhere, because we need to
bring
it together.
This is basically what I'm teaching from, is these very basics that we must have, we must know, and we must do to survive. You know, these.
And see, for me, being able to do with working in nature, in the Overground Railroad, and the Oasis, our ancestor spirit and service, is being able to take people out and show them how to reconnect back to nature, and even using the indigenous ceremonies and some of the indigenous teachings, like the Hamblecha, the Vision Quest, the Sweat Lodge, And using these ways of reconnecting your spirit back to the earth and begin to understand that that frequency that we're polluted with that 60 gigahertz, which is that 5G frequency imitating oxygen, the thing that we have to come back in nature and walk upon her with 432 is the balancing and resetting of the human body. Because when you come back in nature and you disconnect from that pollution, you re-energize the body back to its natural state, because the first community is the force.
Yep. That's it.
That's why I wrote with 528 hertz, man. I mean, that's what a mile is, 5,280 mm-hmm. feet a mile. That 528, man, if you go to Denver, that's 5,000 feet above sea level, man. 528, man. As a matter of fact, go high as you can. Get to the most high. And like my man said, when Topakuta said, your mama realized what the most high is a high frequency of vibration of sound and light. Ain't no devil, God, ain't no man, ain't no woman. It's energy, man, sound and light.
Mm-hmm.
Once you figure it out,
you
know how to control the matrix, right? You know how to get it to the fifth dimension. I mean, it was a group called the fifth dimension. They told y'all what the deal is, ain't it?
Yep. The age of Aquarius.
Yes. I'd like to thank everyone for being with us tonight. We truly appreciate it, and you know, we want to get together and do this again really soon. Brother Ray and I have to get together and decide exactly what day we would do it. I'm going to end this with another drum roll, y'all. So everyone, you know, you can drum on your table,
hey,
you know, whatever you have.
Yes. Before you go, next time, bust some Larry Graham Central Station.
You know what? I used to have it on here. I have to check to see.
All
if we still do. But remember, now it's hard to download. But we're going to end this on the, you know, doing the drumming, and we're going to do it to lift every voice, because that's what the drum call is on Sunday afternoon. Excuse me, is doing the drumming to lift every voice. So, again, you know, we want to thank you all for being with us. Brother Ray, do you have any closing words?
Thank you. Thank us. I was hoping that that Mama AC would call in. I hope she's okay, and we pray for her and hope that she is covered tonight. So, that's it.
Coon Falakoon B, and it is. Coon Falakoon B, and it is. You think and say it's happening. Use your magic wand.
Okay, we're going to do the drumming now, okay?
Sister Kim Weston, the Black National Anthem.
Don't need the road we try.
difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried.